In my last trip to Japan, I found out many things. The feeling I had there was they were, you know, Japanese people nowadays. trying very hard, but according to Uchiyama Roshi, you know, do you know him? He is in Kyoto, and he is practicing with students, and many Caucasian students were there. And when I went there, they asked me to speak something. So I just saw them and talked a little. Japanese people now group bokeh. Group is group, but bokeh means roots themselves. Roots themselves in group. That is Japanese life now. Group bokeh. Japan is a big family or a big group. They root themselves in group. So they don't know what they are doing actually. I don't say all of them, but most of people, they root themselves in group. And, you know, some people who think themselves leader of Japan also has some confidence in their effort of making progress in every direction. But still, they were involved, they were lose themselves. They lose themselves in a group, and they don't know. It is difficult for them to know what are they doing. Even though they do not have any information from other countries, outside of the countries, I think if their mind is calm enough to see, you know, to realize what they are doing, it is not so difficult to see themselves. But unfortunately, their roots, they have lost themselves in a group, big group of Japan. And weak point of Japanese people is ecstasy, you know. They, you know, when I was, you know, in junior or senior high school, our principal always told us, you should not be in ecstasy. If, you know, they become, they make some progress in something, they easily get into ecstasy. how nice is it? That is, you know, tendency of Japanese people. So that is why, according to Dick, you know, that is why Japanese people who visit Japan find it very difficult to live in Japan. I think so too. And in comparison to that kind of tendency, I think in America there is opposite tendency, which is individualism, and based on individual practice. If you practice our way, Buddhism will become Taoism. The difference between Taoist and Buddhist is one is, you know, hermit. The Buddhist is more realistic, you know. That is the difference. So I think people in America have opposite, you know, tendency, which makes good pair to Japanese people. One is this extreme, you know, making effort this way. The other is making effort the other way. And so that is why I think I have difficult time in San Francisco. Knowing Japanese tendency and Japanese people's tendency, you know, and your way of life, it is very difficult to, you know, to keep harmony. And while you are young, it is okay. But even so, if you want to make real effort, real progress in your practice, you must have some base of the life, or more deeper, complete understanding of the practice and way of life. This morning I want to talk about, you know, what is self and what is our practice. We have no, in Buddhism, we use word self in some different way. When we say self, it means always, it emphasizes selflessness, you know, because people have idea of self. You know, we use that word to express to explain our way. We use that word self, but actually, Buddhist has no such word as self. But using the word self, we say selflessness. selflessness means, you know, to see things as it is. When we have we are not caught by idea of self, we can see things as it is. And things as it is selflessness. So as things exist as they are, we also exist as we are. That is selflessness. It doesn't mean we do not exist. We exist, but we exist as we are. And to know, to realize, or to not to know or not to realize, but to have that kind of mood of life is a purpose of practice. So if we understand, if we can see, observe things in this way, without not much idea of self, it is not individualism, or it is life involved in only group, forgetting themselves. Forgetting themselves in group is big selfishness, you know. To encourage, or to encourage the idea of self, they enjoy the group self. So instead of small self, they have big self. In the country like Japan, you know, maybe it is difficult to not to be involved in that kind of, busy, you know, life. For instance, right now, many people are building big garden with big stone, like I do. But the idea is different, but they are doing. If you, go to the suburb of a small or a big town, you will see big, beautiful Japanese building surrounded by big stones and beautiful bonsai-like tree. It may cost a lot of money. If one built that kind of building in some place, some other person who see it will imitate it, you know. And they will build the same building, or more beautiful one. And in that way, one after another, they build big mansion-like building and a beautiful garden. To me, that is, you know, I don't think they are enjoying their garden at all. So, if I go to, if I visit Japan, they invite me to their new house, new residence, and introduce me, you know, the garden, new garden they built. But it seems to me they do not enjoy the garden or building so much as I do. Maybe that is why they want me to see. It is ridiculous, you know, to be involved in that kind of competition without doing what they are building. You know, they just build it. And they are very glad if someone says he is a very successful person or something like that. You know. So I told them it is very beautiful, but in America, you know, rich people do not build so beautiful building. They have big, you know, property, but in which very humble, you know, common building they have. This is Japan, maybe now very wealthy, but anyway, it is quite different. Our way of life in Japan is quite different from they have in America. Now I can say exactly how I feel, you know, because I'm in America. This kind of tendency, it is pretty difficult for us to be free from that kind of life or tendency of life. If you, but as a Buddhist, if you think of, for instance, 10 grave prohibitory precepts, you know, you will understand what kind of understanding of life we have. Don't care. You know, we have to encourage our spirit to follow Buddhist way. We shouldn't be killed, or we shouldn't kill. Real Buddhist spirit. We should not steal anything, you know, which does not belong to us. Why we steal something is because we don't know what is real value of things. Whether it belongs to me or to others does not make much sense. When you steal something, you know, it means that you know your ego, but you don't know what the materials or things are. Don't behave or don't be indulged in something. Or don't act in just acts. It means that you should not be indulged in to something. You should not be caught by something. I like old art objects. And my teacher would say, don't don't act and just act. To him, it is unjust act to be attracted by something, some antique or old art object. It's unjust act to him. It may be so. So one by one, if you think about what the 10 grave prohibitory precepts are, you will know what is Buddhist life. Knowing this tendency of human life, I think you will find out what it doesn't practice. To find or to realize what we are and what things are in its true sense, it's the main purpose of our practice. On your black cushion, if you find yourself, in its true sense, you exist there. But that you exist there means that everything exists as you exist. Even though you do not observe things, one by one, the way you exist on your black cushion is the way things exist on each position. So there's no need for us, when we sit, to be greedy or to be involved in useless competition. When you act, if your life is based on Zazen practice, you will have always good harmony with your family, with your neighbors, and things you treat. You will not make excessive effort, or you will not be idle. You will do exactly need it. That is feeling of Zazen. You sit. So that you exist here is that Buddha exists. And that Buddha exists means that you exist here. There's no difference between Buddha and you. Buddha exists in that way, and you exist in that way. So, if you are Buddha, Buddha is of course Buddha, and everything could be Buddha. Buddha is someone who attained Buddhahood after making a great effort for many 6 years. Before he make attain Buddhahood, before he realized this point, he was Buddha, but he realized what is Gautama Buddha himself. And when he found out himself, he realized everything exists in that way. So for him there was no problem. And according to the tendency of human being, he left his teaching because we make many mistakes. So the teaching was, you know, expressed, left. Don't do that. Don't be that way. Because you are originally, you know, you will be happy if you are exactly as you are. So don't be that way or this way too much. That was Buddha's teaching, which is called middle way. So only when you have Zazen practice in your everyday life, you will be free from life of hermit or life of excessive busy life. We will know how we can help others only when we know how we should exist. I think that is why Zen Center should be in San Francisco. And to make right effort, as Buddha told us, so we must extend Zazen practice to everyday life. And we must encourage Zazen people, Zazen practice, to many people. In this way, having right practice in our everyday life, I think we can help others in its true sense. Thank you very much.